Now, in multicultural Britain, not everyone has the religious and cultural rights recognised. One such person identifies as a Druid for whom Stonehenge is a sacred place. His name is King Arthur Pendragon. Arthur, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, sir.
Very nice to talk to you today. Could you tell us a bit about at what point in your life did you suddenly think, King Arthur, me, there are distinct similarities here?
Back in 1986, I changed my name by changing it to Arthur Uther Pendragon, which of course is my Druid name. I'm a senior Druid and I lead the warrior arm of the Druid, so I'm a battle chieftain. And that's what Pendragon means. It means basically chief dragon, coming right from the Welsh, from Ifen. And the Pendragon is a battle chieftain, so I take the court cases and I get up the trees to protect the environment and get taken down by the police and security normally.
And in the 80s, when you changed your name, is it because you started to believe that perhaps you were the reincarnation of the original King Arthur?
Well, maybe I am, maybe I'm not, but I'm not out to convince anybody that I am. I'm just the modern Arthur for the modern age. I believe there's three distinct Arthurs and three distinctive Arthurian ages. You've got a sort of pre-Roman archetypal Welsh, you've got a post-Roman Dark Age British, and you've got a post-Thatcher, and that's me.
Right.
Now, I actually believe the same spirit dwells within all three, but I'm not out to convince anyone of that. I'm just saying, we're Arthur here now. This is what he's doing, because that's exactly what I am doing.
So, as a Druid, Arthur, what are your religious beliefs? Would you be a pagan?
Yeah, I'm a pagan priest. I'm a Druid and pagan priest. I conduct ceremonies at Stonehenge when I'm not challenging the authorities to either get there or to stop them trying to charge us with their new pay-to-pray policy, or when I'm not fighting them because they want to totally ban alcohol at our celebrations at solstices and equinoxes. And of course, that's a bit like, you know, banning the communal wine. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, part of our ceremony at dawn is passing the mead around. Normally a mead horn. Mm. And, you know, we celebrate the four changing seasons. We celebrate the longest, the shortest, and the equal days. And the place we celebrate them is at Stonehenge, and they're just putting more and more rules and regulations trying to stop us from conducting our ceremony, which has presumably been going on in one form or another thousands of years.
And why is Stonehenge such a sacred place to you?
Well, it's a very sacred place to us. It's akin, if you like, to the cathedral as opposed to the parish church. But it's a sacred place specifically at four times a year when we celebrate, which is what it was built for and designed for, to measure time. It's a great solar clock when it's built, when we were changing over from agriculturalists, from hunter-gatherers. So you needed to know what time of year it was. And that's what it was designed specifically for, to measure the longest day, the shortest day, etc. Mm. And so those days, we go there to celebrate, as man has been doing for thousands of years.
And you did mention pay for pray. Essentially, is the dispute you have that they want to charge you for parking in the car park?
Well, it's not that they want to, it's that they introduced it last year. They introduced it, but what they're claiming is it's, yes, for parking in the car park, but it's not. It's an entrance fee, simply because before they charge us to go into their car park, along with the council and the police, they close all the other byways open to all traffic in the area, which means they have an illegal cartel on parking, and then they have the cheek to charge us £15 to park, when as during the tourist season, they reserve the right to charge the tourists £5. So they're actually charging the pilgrims more than they are the tourists.
Mm. Now, could that be because it's the off-season and they need the money for the upkeep of Stonehenge?
They don't need anything for the upkeep of Stonehenge. In fact, they charge the farmers to put the sheep there to cut their grass for them. When I said to them back in 1990, I said, where's the money going? Come on, you don't spend it here. They said to me, well, no, actually it goes to protect other listed buildings that aren't open to the public. So I said, hang on a minute. Does that not mean that if little Lord Fauntleroy wants his West Wing done up, he gets a grant and we're paying for it through these turnstiles? To which they said, well, yes, actually it does. And now they're a charity, nothing's changed.
Now, you have taken court action on this, on the basis that it impinged on your religious rights. How far did you take that case?
Well, I mean, back as far as 1998, I took them to the European Court of Human Rights at Strasbourg. I've taken English Heritage for judicial reviews to the Royal Court of Justice. I've taken them through every court in the land, and I keep taking them to court because I keep fighting for the right, not of me, not of pagans, not of Druids, but of everyone, the right of every single person in Britain and beyond to turn up and celebrate as is allowed under the European Convention of Human Rights, Articles 9, 10, 11 and 14. So I have fought on many occasions for our right to be there and worship. And now I'm fighting for, they agree I can be there to worship, but I'm now fighting against their entrance fee that they brought in last year.
And now, the failure of that case, is that because Europe didn't recognise that paganism is a legitimate religion?
No, they recognise my right to be there and worship, and they recognise my legitimacy. What they don't recognise is the fact that it's an entrance fee.
Ah.
Because they're claiming it's just a fee for parking. But of course, they're dressing it up as a parking fee. It's not. Once you basically have an illegal cartel and stop anyone from parking anywhere in the area free of charge and charge for the parking, it becomes an entrance fee, surely. But that's what the judge would not agree with me on. Judge said they have a right to charge for parking. I don't doubt that they have a right to charge for parking, but they don't have a right to stop anyone parking anywhere else in order to do it, which is what they do every year. They close all the roads in and around Stonehenge so you can't park anywhere else except in their car park. Mm. They say that for safety reasons when the reality is it's to get them money in the gate at their car park. And that's what I'm fighting against. And I will take it to as many courts as I have to. I will carry on until we win this because we will not pay to pray.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, Arthur, because a few people have texted in who are listening to you now saying that man is so passionate he should run for office, and you have done that.
Yes, I stood here in Salisbury in the general election that's just passed, and I stood here in Salisbury the one before that, and I will, because part of my sacred and imperial oath as an archdruid is to fight corruption in high places no matter what the cost. So the cost is the price of the deposit to run for office.
Yeah,
That's the money I have to come up with every time.
Yeah, and you got,
because I will fight.
Yeah, you got 415. Yeah, you got 415 votes the last time. Did you have like a raft of stances on various issues? Where you did you have a view on Brexit, for instance?
Yeah, I had a view on basically all the issues. But a lot of the people around here, in and around Salisbury, which Stonehenge is in the Salisbury constituency, they know me because of my fighting at Stonehenge.
Yes. Okay. And so what was your view on Brexit?
Well, as I said at the time, and I said at the hustings, I mean, I actually voted to stay in the EU, but my reality now is, well, get on with it. Now the people of Britain have said, come out, get on with it.
Yeah. In terms of the row with English Heritage and the entrance fee, there's nothing you can do of a religious nature to kind of bend things in your favour. Can you, as a Druid can...
Trying to do.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of support now coming from a number of different religions, and the ministers of those religions are actually very supportive of me and what I'm doing. But what I'm trying to do is speak, to to the top people at English Heritage, if you like, the trustees. And the head of the trustees is Vice Admiral Sir Timothy Lawrence, who's married to the Princess Royal. And at the moment, he's not answering my letters, so I'm not getting very far. So it looks like I will be taking him back to court.
Arthur, thanks very much for speaking with us today. We wish you well. That's King Arthur Pendragon, Senior Druid, titular head and chosen chief of the Loyal Arthurian Warband. We're going to take a break after that, farming.